White House eager to quash any controversy over President Bush's military service has now released Mr. Bush's entire National Guard record. Whether the documents are enough to fill in gaps is yet to be seen. Also this week, field of Democratic presidential candidates shrank by one retired general who then pledged his support to Senator John Kerry. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Scott.
These National Guard records run about 300 pages. They cover the president's service in the Texas Air Guard and on a base in Alabama. As you've been able to review the documents and the reporting, do you see anything new?
Or you think I stayed up all night reading these records? They were dumped at 6:30 p.m. yesterday without much warning to anybody, making for some late nights for a great many White House reporters.
Well, I don't think Queer Eye for the Straight Guy was on last night, so I assumed you had some time on your hands.
No, I didn't have to do that there, thank God. But in any event, from what I hear from those who have examined the documents, there isn't much new in terms of establishing when Mr. Bush was in Alabama. As of now, the one clearest indication that he was in Alabama at all was that dental record, a record of a dental examination in Alabama sometime during that two-year period. And, you know, Dana Milbank of the Washington Post says that they are making a mountain out of a molar.
Thank you for crediting that. President Bush ran for election, of course, almost four years ago. Plenty of opportunity for people to raise that issue then. What are the worries of the White House now as they confront this election?
Well, the worries of the White House are that the chances are that he will be running against a certified war hero, Senator John Kerry, and anything that emphasizes the fact that he jumped over some 500 people to get into the National Guard in the first place, and then secondly, that they're having trouble establishing what he did during the last 2 years of his six-year commitment cannot be very pleasant for the White House. That's what I think they're worried about.
Mm-hmm. It's pointed out that a lot of people were in the National Guard. At the same time, first election that Dan Quayle ran in for vice president, there were some people concerned that if you assailed Mr. Quayle's guard in the record too much, there were lots of people who served in the guard who wouldn't appreciate that, and they cast votes too.
That's true. I cannot tell you why something which is not an issue, for example, after all, it's 3 years ago, that could have come up during the first campaign of Governor Bush, and apparently didn't. There's a certain volatility today in electoral political life in America, and it is very difficult to tell at any given point whether something will be a minor thing, will pass by, or whether it'll become a major thing. All you can do is watch it and report it as it happens.
President Bush has said he'll be interviewed by the bipartisan commission investigating events surrounding September 11th. How unusual is it for a sitting president to testify before a congressional committee, even in private?
Glad you asked me that. I'm a certified authority on this subject, and I didn't have to look it up. In October 1974, President Ford appeared before a subcommittee of the House Judiciary Committee to explain his pardon of former President Nixon. Mm-hmm. That was in public.
So this is unusual.
I think the only second time in history that an incumbent president goes up before a congressional committee.
Democratic presidential candidates concentrating on caucuses today in Nevada. There's a primary Tuesday in Wisconsin. To say the least, Senator Kerry has so far done exceedingly well.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of his campaign aides was quoted in the newspapers as saying, gee, we could do this every Tuesday. We're enjoying this. Do you see anything to interrupt his progress toward becoming the nominee?
No, you don't see it because you never see it until it comes. But in any event, right now, with having won 12 out of 14 states and in every region of the country, and now General Wesley Clark, having dropped out, has endorsed him in Wisconsin, ready, as he says, to support Senator Kerry against the Republican mean machine. That's a new slogan for you. But these are such volatile times that you don't know what rumor, what innuendo will come up and suddenly be staring one or both candidates in the face. Let me say very carefully, there are currently negative rumors about both President Bush and Senator Kerry, which are going around the rumor mill. The respectable news media have not yet chosen to talk about these, so I'll follow the respectable news media.
Well, we did just kind of mention them. Should we even do that?
Well, no, there were a couple of things that we haven't mentioned. that are going around, and you cannot get me to mention.
Okay. Scores of gay marriages at City Hall in San Francisco this week. Are we going to look back on this week as a real turning point in American history?
Well, I don't know. It depends what happens now. We have here now San Francisco, which is sort of the gay capital of America, with more than 200 couples filing through City Hall to see the clerk and be joined in holy wedlock, I guess you call it. Now comes the litigation. The opponents are going before court, I think even today, to ask for an emergency injunction in order to quash whatever the municipality has done. Then there will be attempts in states all over the country to amend their constitutions and perhaps the federal constitution as well in order to prevent all of this. And it may enliven public debate for the next several months, or it may suddenly fizzle out.
Do you think gay marriage is perhaps going to become a significant issue in the presidential elections?
I think probably not, if only because I can't see which side thinks it could gain by taking a very clear position. All politicians today are very busy taking positions like, I am against gay marriage, but I don't think we need an amendment. That's Senator Kerry. And they're all very, and the president says, I am ready to support an amendment, but please, I don't think I have to. I think this is one of the issues where there's very little to gain from anybody in politics, at which point they'll find some way of getting out of it.
Let me turn to events in Iraq, of course, where, forgive me, there's news of other insurgent activity this morning and scores of Iraqi casualties. The UN Special Envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, said that elections are possible this year, but he doesn't think it's possible before the scheduled handover of U.S. to Iraqi authorities on June 30th. Go ahead.
Well, it's a very touchy situation there, and the key to that situation is the Ayatollah Sistani, the rather charismatic leader of the Shiites there. He has so far said they want a direct election and they want it soon. What now the Brahimi is trying to work out is something where they promise an election, but not necessarily before June 30th, when they do want to have a handover to the governing council, an unelected governing council. Everybody waits now to see what the Ayatollah will do, because he has it in his power to turn out thousands upon thousands of people and really screw up the attempt to hand over power in Iraq.
At the same time, U.S. forces made public a letter this week written by a Jordanian militant operating out of Iraq. It's written to al-Qaeda leaders.
Yes.
And seems to call for attacks on Kurds and Shiite Muslims to disrupt exactly what you're talking about.
What is very interesting is that having first said a justification for the war in Iraq was weapons of mass destruction and not found any, and the second reason was to get at all the terrorists and all the al-Qaeda people who were supposedly there and whom they didn't find there. However, since the invasion, Baghdad has become a kind of a magnet for foreign terrorists, and so you have this Zarqawi thing communicating with the terrorists and saying we need more terrorists. What we want to do is to try to get a breakup of everything in this place and make sure that the thing will be ripe for all of us terrorists. That is what's happened since the war.
Thanks very much, Dan Shore.